All right, so we yesterday we got up to just after the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tet Amud Bet. I said to you that we'd come back and speak about the Tosfos quickly because the Tosfos establishes a couple of very important principles over here. So the part of we spoke about the fact that if a person was leaving for Eretz Yisrael, he sold his property intending to leave for Eretz Yisrael, and then he's unsuccessful at reaching Eretz Yisrael, the Rav over there says that he cannot reverse his position because Devarim Shmulev Einam Devarim. When it comes to things in the heart, right, then we don't consider those. You have to be explicit in your statement of what you're trying to do or how you're trying to do. The Tosfos and Rashi both pull out that what is mashma from our Gemara is that if he actually explicitly stated this, right, if he dafka went ahead and said, I'm selling this because I'm going to Israel, then he would have been entitled to take back the property afterwards, which is, I mean, despite the fact that it wasn't embedded in the contract, right, and despite the fact that he never explicitly made a tnai, a condition, yet he can reverse it. So Tosfos asks over here, well, if we're going to assume that when he explicitly states the reason that he's selling it is because of this, what happened to tnai kafel? And generally, when we say that you need a tnai, we require a tnai kafel, which he doesn't do over here. He doesn't say, if I succeed in going to Israel, it's sold. If I don't, then the sale is null and void. That he does not say here. He just says, I'm selling it because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos wants to know what happened to the tnai kafel over here. So he brings, or he quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam is actually found, we've seen this Rashbam before, the Rashbam is actually found in Bava Batra. I think in Kuf Lamed Zayin in Bava Batra, the Rashbam states his opinion over there. That he thinks that tnai kafel only applies that in Isurim, does not apply to Mamon. That tnai kafel is only a requirement, like the Get, Kiddushin, and other areas where there's Isur. When it comes to Dvarimship that have Mamon, right, just monetary matters associated with them, there is no requirement of a tnai kafel. That's the first thing the Rashbam lays out. Tosfos is Cholek, Tosfos argues here, and one of the reasons he's Cholek is, what was the premise for tnai gadu and bnei ruvein? They were dividing up the land. It was a Dvarimship of Mamon. If it's Dvarim Shiva Mamon, right, that's the source for tnai kafel. And if it's monetary matters, it seems like they needed a tnai kafel by monetary matters. That's Tosfos' argument over here. And because of that, Tosfos rejects the Rashbam. There are people, I think Rabbi Sachs mentioned, that there are, you should point out from here, from this Rashbam, that he believed that Eretz Yisrael also involved Isur. Meaning that Yishuv Aretz, right, involved not only Divrei Mamo, but also involved Divrei Isur. And that's why he believed that tnai kafel, right, by Bnei Gad V'Ruben was needed because of that aspect of it. But Tosfos clearly believes that it was only a Dvarim Shiva Mamon when they dealt with Tanai Bnei Gad Ubnei Ruvein. Now the Rashbam in Bava Batra also introduces a different concept that Tosfos does pick up and does keep. Whereas here he disagrees with the point about you don't need it by Mamon, he does divide it down. The Rashbam introduces the possibility that there are three levels or different levels of when you need a Tanai or when you need to be explicit about a Tanai. And that is that when you have, if you look at the source of bottom of the Tosfos, you can find it, it's Vomir Reed. The Tzarech HaChalik, Velomar, the Ish Dvarim She'enem Tzrichim Tznai Kapu, Ela Gulu Milsa. There's certain items that don't require Tznai Kapu, just evidence of what you're doing. Right? Anan Shadei, that the Hachi of it, because we can understand from that evidence, or that Gulu Milsa, that's what the person is doing. V'gam Yesh Dvarim, Tafilu Gulu Milsa Lo Boy. There's some things that are so obvious that you don't have to state anything. So Tosfos introduces here, and it's from the Rashbam of Abbas, that there are actually three levels. There is certain things that if you do them, it's so obvious that the reason you're doing them is for an unstated reason. And that unstated reason is so obvious you don't need any tonight at all. And we'll reverse it. Examples he gives is a person who gives away all this property thinking he has no children. Right, thinking that he's not going to have a child. And then the person does have a child. It's clear that the reason he gifted or gave away all his property to someone else was because he had no descendants, he had no children. And in fact, that's it. Right, so that in those instances, we know that that's what he's doing. Also, when a person writes all of his property to his wife, right, it's there also. It's not, the Gemara says, in we've learned this in Kitan, these are one of the three things, most of the low time, that she's made into an apitropos. It's not that he's giving her all the property, but he's really making her a executor of the estate. So all these instances, it's so clear. We can't say that halachically that she should be an apitropos and not get the gift, but we say, we do an umdina the das, and an umdina the das. It's a milsa below time in terms of real halachic process, but it's, we say that we assess what she was thinking at that time. So in those instances, we don't say, he doesn't say anything. It's so obvious his actions, he has to say nothing. There are other things, right, it's implicit in his actions. There are other times where if he makes a statement, right, of some sort, that we say that's enough, that he made a statement, like here, for instance, where he declares he's going to Eretz Yisrael, and he's selling the property for that reason. So over there, that's a gilui milso, that's sufficient where you won't need a tnai kafel. There are other times where it's unclear what the intent is, and there you're going to need a full tnai kafel. So that's what Tosfos means, these three different gradations in tnai, which are important. But as I point out, there is a Tosfos and Gittin that we saw together in Ayin Hey. Tosfos learns the exact opposite of the Rashbam there. He says that you only need a tnai kafel in Mamon. He says, that's it, the source of Dei Gavnei Ruvein, you need a tnai kafel in monetary matters. When it comes to Isur, you don't need a tnai kafel, because that's obvious by Isur, that whatever side you take, then the other side is the negative formulation of that. So just to know that there are different formulations. First of all, when you need tnai kafel, we saw there Ashpam only by Isur. Tosfos in Gittin says only by Momo. And then we have here, the Tosfos here seems to indicate you need it by both. But what's more important is this: the Rashbam will introduce this in Bava Basra, and that's me picking up on this, is that there are gradations in when you need a tnai. Certain areas are so obvious you need no tnai at all. There are other areas where you just need a gilui milsa, like this instance in our Gemara, and there are other instances where you have to explicitly make the tnai and make the tnai kafel. And these are, you know, depending on the situation, well, what the demand of the nature of the tnai or the explicitity that you make your tnai will be. All right, so now Gemara wants to know, Menalbe the Ravaha. How does Rava know that there is the Rav Shmulev in him Devarim? Where did he get this from? So Ilay Mahaditznan, if you learn it out from this, right, what's this? Yeah, Krivoto. When it comes to the Karban, it says it's an extraneous part of the Pasuk, because it already said, Zachar Tamim Yakrivenu. So why does it say Yakrivoto? Well, I mean, Chikofin Oto. And we think you can force him to bring the Korban. Someone takes a Neder who's obligated to bring a Korban. We can force him to bring the Korban and keep the Neder. Yako Bal Korcho. You would think, okay, if you can force him, you can force him even against his will. Talmud Omer, lyrics will know that a carbon has to be brought willingly, right? Let's so know. Let's so know. How would be kofinoto? Hakei said kofinoto achimar rotani. We hit him until he says, I want to do it. Right, so that's Ramai. Have Malibe lo nechlet. And even if we hit him, he says, yeah, yeah, yeah. In his heart, he's saying, no, no, no. So why does that work? Allah mishum zarmin and tvarim shvalev in tvarim. Because we must overlook what he's thinking in his heart. Whatever he explicitly states will be the given, or we'll assume that's what he wants. And what's in his heart is irrelevant. So Gemara says, with Dilma Shani Hotam, maybe it's different over there. Then an sade de nechle be kaporo. Because we know, this is again similar to what we just saw on the Tosfos a little bit, the anan sade. But at certain times where it's obvious that he needs the kapara, and he's going to want the kapara. It's almost a little bit like the famous Rambam, right? The Rambam in the Rambam there states is that we're trying to just really deep down, this is what he wants to do. So we're trying to realign his, right, external inhibitions, right, to what he really wants internally. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. Deep down, he really wants the kapara. Yeah, so in between, there's a little problem, you know, between him and getting it done. So we fix that by getting him to say, Rotze Ani. So let me say, let's say it's in the second half. What is that? B'chena tamotze b'gitin ashim shichurei abadim. That we can force, right, again, that we can force a shichurei abad. Kopin adoa d'mar shomer Rotze Ani. That we force him to free in certain instances, right, that we force him to give a get or give a get shichur to his eved. Sambai, habalibe no lechale. That's not what he wants to do. The fact that we're forcing him makes it obvious that it's not what he wants to do. Allah mishum darminin dvarim shvalevinim dvarim. Must be that we don't believe that what he's thinking is relevant. The Dilma shani hotam. Maybe over there it's different mishum to mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. Again, the reason, similar to what the Rambam states, but over there, the reason that he's going to lie and we're going to believe he's going to lie is because he wants to do the right thing. He wants to hurry. Listen to the Chachamim. So again, we're just realigning him with doing what's right or listening to the Chachamim. So that's, as Rashi says, Islam lechazuke b'chezkat mekayim mitzvah. We have to assume that generally a person wants to do the mitzvah. The gomer libo the kayim divrei beis din, and he wants to follow the beis din. He's having trouble getting to that point. So we're helping him along. We're pushing him in the right direction to get there. So Elam Rav Yosef Mehocha. This is the source for the Dvarim Shalei Vinim Dvarim. I'm a Kaddish Yisha v'Amar Kasov. And again, in all these cases, he's mikudeshet. Why? Because she did not Right? It didn't deceive her. I mean, all it says is over here is Kisobor. Right? That I thought that she was this. But never did she explicitly made any statement or said anything. So now what we say, Ramai, I come our Kisobor. He says out loud, he explicitly says that I thought this was what's happening before I made the Kedushin. Elamishum Darminin Dvarim Shmalev. Enam Tavarim. Must be that we think that Tavarim Shem Belev is Enam Tavarim. Tavarim Shem Belev Enam Tavarim. And then we ignore what he says. Kisobor. So over there, you could say that really Mikudeshet is Misafik. But it's L'chumra. We say maybe yes, maybe no. But we go L'chumra because when he says Kisobor, he can't override or disengage the Kiddushin. That would be the Kula. To say there is no Kiddushin will be a Kula over here. So go L'chumra and say no, there is Kiddushin over here. So maybe even when it's the chumra, we say divarim shvaleiv inim divarim. Who says the kula will say divarim shvaleiv inim divarim? Amar Abaye mehalcha. So now from halcha means here our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says the kula apo pish amra b'libi hayalit kadesh lo. Right, even though in our Mishnah it says over here what that he did explicitly make it tonight, and the woman says, you know what? Even though he said I'm rich and he's poor, I still really wanted to marry him. And yet, what does our Mishnah say? Apo b'kain inim kadesh. There is no kiddushin. In our Mishnah. Right? She says, in my heart, I still wanted the Kiddushin. So therefore, here you see it's the Kula. So over here, we're saying no Kiddushin, right? We're saying that the Kiddushin doesn't work, and we're saying Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim. So it says, Dumashani Hotam, became the Atne, La Kokene, Okra La Ditznei. Well, maybe when do we say Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim, right? It's because here he explicitly made it alternative Tanai. He made a Tanai that undermines whatever she's saying in the way. But maybe in an instance where there's no opposing statement, or there's no explicit statement, maybe Dvarim Shalev would be Dvarim. Right, there was a case by the Bismedrish of Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda Bei Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda, it happened, went to right to the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna. Upashtu Ameha, right? So he says, I went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna, and this is where they learned it from. Aomer l'shlucho, havei li min achalon, o min adluskuma. So the person says to his shliach, to his servant, to his agent, go ahead and bring me this from that's on the window. Right, bring me the money that's on the window. Bring me this cake that's over there. He brings it to him. He says, no, I didn't mean this money. I meant the other money. So over here, we're talking about a case where the money is the money of Hekdesh, or the Luzkuma belongs to Hekdesh. And he tells the Shliach, come and bring it to me. And then they go ahead and use it, or somehow they get Hanoah from it, which generates a Chiyuv Me'ila. So in this case, the Bala Bayit, when he says to go get the money from the Chalon, the agent brings down the back of the money to him from the Chalon. He says, that's not what I meant. I meant the other money. In that instance, we don't say that we believe the Bala Bayit, and he is then what, exempt from paying Me'ila and the Shliach of the Chayav? No. We say that the Bala Bayit is Chayav and the Me'ila, because he said, go to the window. Even though in his heart he said, I meant the other money, that's irrelevant over there, because he gave him instructions, and the Shliach followed the instructions. And by Me'ila, we know there is Shliach to the Dvar Aveva. So over here, even though he had Dvarim Shebelev, we say, Enim Dvarim, they're irrelevant. Bamai, how come our belief be? He says, that I meant something else. Allah Yishum Darminim Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim. It says, Dilma Shaini Hotam, Dilma Mithay Mapshemi Karban Kaate. The reason that he's saying this, right, the reason we don't believe him over here is because the only reason he's saying this is because he doesn't want to bring a korban meila. He doesn't want to be chayav to bring a korban. So if he doesn't want to bring a korban, he just says, yeah, I didn't need that money, I meant the other money. He's just trying to get himself out of the obligation to bring a korban. But not because normally we don't believe Dvarim Shebelev Enim Dvarim. Over here we're saying it because we say he has an ulterior motive to say, right, Dvarim Shebelev, right, he says he has an ulterior motive to make it and say, oh yeah, I really meant this, I didn't mean that.
What is it? In the korban? Well, we don't believe it.
So it's like an anan sade. We don't believe that he could have had this in his heart because he didn't make this statement explicit, number one. And number two is that he has an ulterior motive to say this, so we don't believe him afterwards. So he doesn't have nemanus. But you're right, if he really did, according to this part of the Gemara, if Dvarim Shebelev really are Dvarim, and we just don't believe him over here because he has an ulterior motive, right, then we have to say that Midrabanan, they're going to obligate him and you're going to bring Kulim Azara, whatever the problem was. Gemara goes a different route. It says, well, Havalei Lameimar, Mezid Havel. He says, there's a better way to get out of a car bunny. He could just say, I did it on purpose. If you want to get out of the car bunny, he doesn't have to say, I had it in my heart. He could just say, I did it on purpose. Right? Because the only thing I'm covering Mila is choking. So you can get out of the car bunny, but just saying, I knew about it. So now the schluck's going to bring the car bunny, not me, because if I know about it, I'm not obligated anymore. So the Mara says, Lo Avidinish, the Meshavi Nafshe Rishia. Right? Nobody wants to make himself into a Rosha. So he's willing to say that I had something in my heart. Not willing to say, I did it on purpose. That he's not willing to say. So the Mara says, I believe the Mara and his Karti. All he had to say was, I remembered. Before the shliach took the money, I remembered that it was Kodesh money. Because he knew it was Kodesh money when he sent the shliach, right, he didn't know about it. But once the shliach got there, if he remembered halfway there, if he said Niskarti, then he's not chayav anymore, and the shliach is chayav, because as soon as he remembers, right, he's not a shogeg anymore. So that way he disengages himself from a chayav mila. So he had an easier answer. Instead of saying, oh, I have this money, that money, he could have just said Niskarti, I remembered. And that would have been pot for him. Right? Zitzan, or we have Zitanya, is according to the other Rishonim, Nizkar Balabait, Velo Nizkar Shliach, the Balabait remembers, and the Shliach doesn't, Shliach Mal, but the Shliach would be obligated, so that's what he could have said. So since that would have been a better claim, right, if he wanted to get out of the Karban, then we say, when the Mishnah says, Dvarim Shalev, Enim Dvarim, we mean, really Enim Dvarim. That's it. Doesn't matter what he thinks. Irrelevant to what he thinks over here, and whether we believe him or not believe him, whether it's true or not true, it's irrelevant because it's Dvarim Shebelev. It is an underlying assumption in the Gemara here that there is a these two are more believable for some reason, or Mekubelet, than the other reason. But it's a good question. I don't know why would you be mad deep certain claims over others? It also says, well, that's because these are more believable. Why they're more believable, it's not so clear to me. Alright. So this is like the original case that we had in the Gemara. Sold his property on the belief that he was going to move to Eretz Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael. He actually went, but he didn't settle there. He was unable to find a place to live. Amarova called the Silek Adaita the Medahu. Whoever goes to Eretz Yisrael, when you say going to Eretz Yisrael, it means you're going to live there. It doesn't just mean go to Eretz Yisrael and come back. It means go to Eretz Yisrael and find a place to live. So it says, and this guy didn't get a place to live. So according to the way Rova is formulating it now, he could reverse the transactions because he could reverse the transactions because he never settled in Eretz Yisrael. He could amri a daita lemitzak. He said, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he said. And he went. So then he is what? He can't reverse the transaction. He was mekayim, whatever he thought. So Gaber does vino next day a daita lemitzak to Eretz Yisrael. Another case like this. L'sof l'solik. He never went in the end. In this case, he didn't go. Amar Ravashi ibayi solik. Says, if he wants, he can go. He didn't go. But why should we exempt him? Why should we allow him to reverse the transaction? Because he didn't go. If he wants, go head out now and he can be in Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing to say. He could amrei, ilai ba, ilo solik. Right? So if he wanted to, couldn't he go now? Right? So that's the other formulation, the negative formulation. Right? The first one is a formulation, right? Right? That he can go. Ibai solik. And this one says, what's stopping him from going? Right? That's the formulation here. Ma benayu, ikubenayu, zidleide unsaborcha. The difference between them will be if there is something stopping him from going. Right? That's what's a possibility, right? If there's, for some reason, there are marauders on the way or something that's ma'akev. So in that case, if you put in the negative formulation, is there anything stopping him? The answer is yes. There is something stopping him. In the first formulation, it says that he can go whenever he wants to go. Then we say to him, he must then exert additional efforts to get around this. He has to hire a shayira. He has to do other things to get there. It's to show him that there are possibilities from getting there even when there are ma'akev. According to this, right, obviously, if there is something that's ma'akev begamre, which makes it impossible for him to go, then according to both opinions, right, then he would be able to reverse the sale. Right, Mishnah. Homer Lusuko, Tebe Kiddish Leisha Ploni to Makam Ploni. He says, go marry me this woman in a certain place. Valach Makitra Bamakam Acher. He goes and does the Kedushin somewhere else. Eina Mikudeshit. Hari Hibi Makam Ploni. She is in this location. Makitra Bamakam Acher. And then he was Makadisha somewhere else. Harizu Mikudeshit. Why? Because one of them is an indication, a specific indication. The other one is a Mare Mako. So that's what he said. It's not Nami Gavi Gitim. We have an explanation that says the exact same thing that we learned in Gitim. Homer Knuget Lizeli Shiba Makam Ploni. But not Lulab Makam Acher. Pasul. Excuse me, does not work there. Hari he b'makom ploni, but not l'lam mokom acher. He says she is found in this location. He gives her someone else, then it's a kosher. It's riecha. Why do we need both? Diyash meaning gabi kedushin. By kedushin, we think the reason that he wants it necessary, that he wants a specific location, is makom to the korba gate. Right there, over there, he's trying to get her to be marry him, to bring her closer. Right? So Eloi said that over there he is, people love him, right? And they're not gonna speak negatively. nicely on him. They're going to actually be able to, you know, push him and make a good comment on him. But I actually suddenly, in the other city, they don't like me. They're going to speak negatively about me. So he wants to get to the best place where he can have his friends speak up, talk him up, and that's why he wants to condition him to the location. But I get where it's a divorce, he could care less. Right? Doesn't matter what they say about me, I'm trying to get rid of her. Right, in this case, when it comes to the Vishma, she goes, no, I want her to be in this place because, I'm better off being embarrassed there. As she points out here, she makes the racist, no, someone divorces his wife, it's not the best situation. So it's better off, I'd rather be embarrassed. It'll be irrelevant because there's no embarrassment involved over there. It's a positive aspect, and therefore it's Rikha. So each side has a reason to believe that Yehud's specific in the agency. They're both Mishnahs in Girushin and in Kiddushin that tell us no. When he gives specific instructions, there's a reason. And if the agent does it, even though he's successful, it's a failed agency, and it's annulled because the agent didn't do what he was asked to do. Next Mishnah, Makadish, she's the Omanacha in Alan Nidarim, and it's no Alan Nidarim. Makadish is sure that she has no Nidarim, and she finds that he has no Nidarim, ain't no Mikadesh, it's not married. Kansastam, if he marries her, Nisuin, without any explicit statement, and then afterwards, he says Nidarim, she goes out without a ktubah. Why? Because he said, "Lo ratziti." I didn't want a isha nadranit. That was when I was. I didn't buy into that. I'm not saying alei mumim. He says specifically, it's not that she doesn't mumim. Him about mumim and mekadesh. It's okay. The kedushin miikara. Conscious down again when he marries her with nesuin without making any explicit statement. Him about mumim. Then finds but it says lo ktubah again. Yes, the kedushin is not annulled, but she does lose her ktubah. She called mumim poslim koanim poslim benashim. Because any psul that is what found in a kohen or passes a kohen from duchening or doing a boda will also be relevant by women. So Mar says it's not namikabi ketubot. We have the same mission exactly in ketubot. Ki I got them. So Mar says also kiddushin itzrikolei over here. The Gemara wants to tell us about the case of kiddushin. Tana ketubot ato kiddushin. So through in the issue of ketubot of the nesuin aspect here. Hatam ketubot itzrikolei over there. Wanted to talk about the nesuin and tana kiddushin ato ketubot. So therefore I mentioned the kiddushin aspect because of ketubot. So really truthfully all I needed right here was kiddushin and over there ketubot. Writes both because, you know, why not? While we're already on the topic of Kedushin, let's take care of the Ketubah aspect. When it's Ketubah, we'll talk about the Kedushin aspect. So you get both of them. That's it. So just extra stuff just because, you know, they're in the topic. Okay, I'm a Kaddish. Someone who marries two women with one puta. One woman with less than a puta. Even though he sends presents or gifts after that point, right? Doesn't help. Because when he sends her gifts afterwards, he's doing it on the premise that the first kiddushin was successful. And he's sending presents because now he's married. He's not sending her the sublanut to make up the deficit in the kiddushin. He's sending the presents because he thinks he's married. Right? Sending by katan. Katan gets married, and later when he becomes a gadol, he sends her gifts. We don't say now the gifts are the new kedushin. No, he's saying that I thought I was a mitzkadesh when I was a katan, and then right afterwards he's sending gifts premised on the first kedushin. Betricha, we need all these cases. Why? If you just tell me about the case of shavu puta, I did kanafik mamonimineh. Right, tell you that because he's actually paying out of full money, he makes a mistake. Now, even though he's married two women with one puta and it fails the kedushin, he's going to think, I paid out a pruta. Pruta is what I have to lose to get married. So in that case, we're going to say that he makes a mistake when he sends the gifts later. He's premised on the first kiddushin. But pachah mishav pruta, when less than shabay b'yodesh, in kiddushin, tells him pachah shabay b'yodesh. He knows that less than a shabay pruta, there's no kiddushin. And when he sends the gifts, he means for them to be, right, the fill-in or the rest of the kiddushin. B'chikah mishadar sablanot, that the kiddushin kah mishadar, right? So then, if you say that he sends the sablanot, right, he's saying them for kiddushin. B'yashmin and hanikar. If you give us these first two cases in the Mishnah, people don't differentiate. It's a puta, it's less than a puta, it's a very small amount. What's the difference? And since he wasn't so exacting, he thinks that it is good kedushin. And when he sends the gifts afterwards, right then he is right sending them not the Taurus kedushin, but Taurus Avlanut. Everybody knows that a katan can't generate kedushin. So let's say that he's sending the gifts later on to fill in or to recreate the kiddushin that he did when he was a katan because he knows they're not valid. Kamashwan, in all of these instances that we don't say that. We don't, all these instances we say the gifts are premised on the first kiddushin and that we don't believe, meaning that we don't think that people understand that the first kiddushin failed and that this is to make up the kiddushin. how the first Kiddushin was valid and how the Sablanut, or gifts, are premised on that first Kiddushin. Idbar Rav Huna Amar Choshishin L'Sablanut. Rav Huna says that we're Choshish for Sablanut. Right? V'chein Amar Rabo Choshishin L'Sablanut. The way Rashi explains this Gemara means that someone already had Shiduchin. Somebody was already in discussion with a woman and she agreed to get married. Then he sends her a gift. Right? He sends her a gift after they discussed marriage. Not with Shodar Kiddushin, but sends her a gift. Rav Huna in this case and Rabba say that we are Choshish L'Sablanut. We're Choshish that those Sablanut were Kiddushin. Okay, Tosus rejects this. Maybe we'll come back later and discuss what Tosus says. Amar Rabba, Motvina and Ashmaitin, we ask on this case, Abba Bishalach Sablanut Achar Mikein Eina Mikudeshet. Right, our Mishnah says that even if you send the Sablanut afterwards, you're not Mikudeshet. Amar Le'avai, Hotam Kedetani Taimo. Our Mishnah explicitly says what the reason is. What's the reason? Shemachmat Kiddushin Arishonim Shalom. Over there, there was Kiddushin. There was an attempt at Kiddushin, and therefore when he sent the gifts later, we say the gifts were premised on that first Kiddushin. In our case over here, there was never any Kiddushin. So when he sends the gifts the first time, we're going to assume that he meant to send them as Kiddushin, because there is no Kiddushin yet. So he says, I can prove it to you that he's right, the Rav Huna is right. Because our Mishnah says, Shemachma Kiddushin Arishonim Shalach. Hachu Detoyz. That's when he makes a mistake. Hava Alma, have a Kiddushin. In other cases, like our case over here, like Rav Huna, we'll assume that the Sablanuts do act as Kiddushin. Why? Because there's nothing there yet. So why is he sending her a gift? Right? Unless he intends to give her Kiddushin. Bye-bye. Lo mi bai kamar. No, it's a lo mi bai in our Mishnah. Lo mi bai ba'almo to lo nachit l'toret Kiddushin klau. In general, we're not even the parsha of Kiddushin. So of course the Sablanut is a gift and not Kiddushin. Filu hocha did not get the Torah Kiddushin. Here we started Kiddushin, and you would think the Sablanut could fill in for the rest of the Kiddushin. Imrav Kiddushin, Kamash Malon. Our Mishnah says no. So it's not that our Mishnah is excluding the case where he hasn't mentioned Kiddushin. It's saying that that's obvious it doesn't work over there. Over here, maybe you think it worked as a scratch price of Kiddushin. Kamash Malon, it doesn't work. So Mishnah says, my Havi Allah, what's the din? So my says, Amar Papa, depends. In a city where they first do Kiddushin, and then they give gifts, Chayshinon, then we worry about it. Why? Because he sent the, when he sent the gift first, we're thinking that he's sending it as Torah's Kiddushin. Besable, in a area where they first give gifts, Bahadur Mikache, and then afterwards they are Mikadesh, Lo Chayshinon, there we don't worry about it, because that's the normal etiquette in the city, to send gifts. So why would he send it any differently? He's not sending it towards Kiddushin. Of course, in a city where they send Kiddushin first and then send the gift, the Pshita that we are Koshesh over there because he's sending the gift, it must be they sending it to Torah's Kiddushin. It must be that way. Again, this is the Girsa of Rashi. Tosis brings two alternative Girsot to this Gemara. I don't know if we have time to see them, but so you should be aware that Tosis has alternatives here. Look, Shricha, Zeruba, Mekache, Behodim, Misavli. Most of the city sends Kiddushin first and then sends gifts. But there are some people who do send gifts first and not Mekachi. We choshish for the Miuta and say there is no Kiddushin here. Kamash Malan, that we do say there's Kiddushin. Obviously, Tosis' problem with the Gemara is the word Chayshinan usually does not mean Chayshinan that there is no Kiddushin. Chayshinan means usually that there is Kiddushin. And over here we're using it as we're choshish for the Miuta that there is no Kiddushin. It doesn't make so much sense. And therefore, Tosis changes the gears or offers alternative shatim over here. There's a tshuva that's found in the shuk that this woman is married, right? And everybody's seen it in the shuk. Just because we find a tshuva makes her into an eshet ish, why should that make her into an eshet ish? So my says, my habi alo. Amar Ravashi. In a city where they normally do kedushin first and then write a tshuva, then we worry about it. Why? The fact that we find a tshuva already means probably there was Kiddushin already. Kiddushin already happened. That's maybe other Mekadshe. Right, if she in a place where they write the ksuba and then they do kiddushin, lo chayshinan, because the fact that there is a ksuba here is no evidence that there was kiddushin. That's one of Tosus' proof over here. When we say chayshinan, it doesn't mean chayshinan lit kiddushin. Over there, it means chayshinan that kiddushin did happen in the past. Right, not chayshinan that this generates kiddushin. Supposed to Rashi. Rashi says over here that there's a shidduch, and we worry about the sablanut creating kiddushin. So Tosus says, no. That doesn't mean the sablanut created kiddushin. When you say what? We're chayshinan that the sablanut came because there already was Kiddushin, meaning that this, again, she's giving gifts because he already did Kiddushin in another instant, not that the Sablanut are Kiddushin, and his proof is from this Gemara. Over here, when we say the Ketubah, we say we're Choshish with Kiddushin, doesn't mean that we're Choshish that Ketubah created Kiddushin. When we say she has a Ketubah, we're Choshish that was Kiddushin created already in another instance. So Mike says, Mekadshi, rather Kadshim Shita. Of course, in a place where they're Mekadshi, they only write the Ksuba afterwards. They find a Ksuba, that's not evidence of Kiddushin. Why Pshita? Lotrika, Loshiach Sapra. It's a place where the Sofrim aren't found all the time. Malutayim, Sapru, Dizrame. So they finally found the Sofrim, they made them write the Ksuba, even though there was no Kiddushin. Mashman, that we don't worry about that. We don't worry about the fact that maybe they wrote the Ksuba, right, afterwards or before, and that's what happened over here, because we assume what, that they always do the Kiddushin first and then the Ksuba afterwards, and therefore if they find the Ksuba, it means there was Kiddushin over here. Right? A Makadish Isho Vita O Isho Vachuta, someone who marries a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister Ke'achat in one shot, Inan Mikudeshin. Doesn't work. These are both, these are Isra Arayot. You can't marry two sisters, you can't marry a mother and a daughter. Masa Bechamesh Nashin Vehen Shiachoyot. There was a case where there were five women. A man went to, took a basket of something, Liket Adam Echad Kalkaleshel Tainim, went and took a basket full of figs, right? It was theirs. Vishal Shvit Aita, it was also a Shvit. We'll see that tomorrow's daf, why these are relevant. Mamari Kuchem Kudeshat Li. And he tried to marry all of them in one shot, the Kukulazu. The Kibla Akat Mehem Aydekulan. One of them accepted, one of the women accepted him, half of the others. The other three women are married, but the two sisters are out of the picture. Not one of them, but both of them are out of the picture. Na'ani Mili. How do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yochamar, Amar Krai, Isha Lachutav, Loti Klach, Litzror. If at the same instant they are made into tzarot, co-wives, then there is no likuchin, kedushin fails. So over here, when he tries to marry both sisters instantaneously, or the mother and the daughter instantaneously, both kedushin fail, because you can't create co-wives in that instance together. I feel about that, man. So even with one of them, you can't create kedushin. Pretty good to do with the rest of the pasuk. The pasuk says, in this instance, you get kares. Why would there be kares if you never married one of them? It must be that the marriage succeeded with one of them, and you get kares for marrying the other or having a relationship with the other. So as the condition of Tafsi, how can you have kares if it's not successful? It's a puzzle there, talking about where you married them sequentially. Therefore, the first marriage works, the second marriage is problematic. So what's the reasoning in our Mishnah? That whatever you can't do sequentially, you can't do simultaneously. So since someone cannot marry two sisters sequentially, when he tries to do it simultaneously, it will not work and it'll fail. So that's the reason behind our mission of why the condition fails, because here he's trying to do something that would fail if he did it sequentially. So therefore now it fails when he does it simultaneously. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll talk about Rova's din and all the other din in the Mishnah tomorrow.